listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. Grow your territory, grow your business. Sounds simple, right? Thing is, there are many different paths agents can take to get there. Which one is the right one? In today's episode, we're sampling strategies to help you pinpoint the path that's right for you. Three growth strategies for your insurance sales territory, written by Roxanne Anderson. Successfully establishing your insurance business in a specific geographical area will do wonders for prospect conversion. Not sure how to develop a territory? We've got some great growth strategies you can use to increase your community presence and establish yourself as the senior health insurance professional in your area. The first of which, make use of traditional marketing. Traditional marketing methods are tried and true. While they don't always provide an immediate return, they help with getting your name out there and raising awareness of your brand. What traditional marketing methods should you employ? Options include sending direct mail and purchasing leads. Just make sure you do that compliantly. You can market in local businesses with business cards, flyers, and other materials. Take advantage of opportunities like sponsoring a local sports team, putting your ad on restaurant placemats, doing radio ads, and more. The key is to find opportunities that put you in front of an audience that's most likely to need what you're selling. And these are just a few options. For a more extensive list, don't miss our recently published Agent's Guide to Traditional Marketing Resources. Not only do we expand on this list of marketing materials, we outline use cases and point you in the direction of reputable resources. And that episode is linked in our notes. Our second strategy, build relationships with organizations. Affinity partnerships are powerful. They provide access to another group's members or patrons and feed your referrals. Which organizations make good affinity partners? A good affinity partner will help advertise your business to potential clients and generate referrals. Try teaming up with professional organizations, property and casualty insurance agencies, group insurance agencies, tax preparers, retirement planners, law firms, community organizations, senior organizations, retirement communities, libraries, churches, service organizations, senior fairs or other events like health screenings, medical organizations, doctor offices, pharmacies, grocery stores, other organizations. You can even rent a kiosk at your local mall. Some best practices for building these relationships with potential business partners, because there are a few things you should keep in mind. Upon introducing your idea to your contact, you should explain why the group and their clients would benefit from partnering with you. Then offer to do Medicare 101 trainings or other educational events. If the organization is interested in working with you, try getting some events on their calendars. If they do a circular, inquire if you can help fund it in exchange for some advertising space. Also, ask your contact if you can leave business cards, flyers, table toppers, or other forms of visual marketing in the building. And lastly, check if the group will host a landing page, web banner, or link that takes people to your website on their website. And I feel like I can't mention websites without mentioning our solution that also happens to function as an easy way to promote your business. Shop and Enroll from Ritter Insurance Marketing. It's a lead-generating, CMS-approved site with ESOA and direct enroll capabilities, as well as materials you and your affinity partners can use to spread the word about your services. For more information on developing affinity partnerships, we recently published an Agent's Guide to Partner Marketing Resources. It is our deepest dive on affinity partnerships so far. Highly recommend checking out that episode if you have not already. And then our third strategy, remember to work your existing book of business. Building a larger client base is great, but don't forget you can generate referrals, create positive word-of-mouth advertising, and increase your chance of retaining clients by putting past customers first. Treat your existing clients well by learning things about them, like their job, kids' names and ages, and favorite sports teams, to name a few. Send out birthday and anniversary cards. Host fun member events like ice cream socials, cookouts, or picnics. You can also hold annual benefit reviews. Becoming known as the neighborhood expert on Medicare or other specific products takes time, dedication, and legwork, figuratively and literally. However, all of that comes with the territory. Now, doesn't it? In addition to our episodes on marketing resources, we've also got a few that cover client retention that are definitely worth taking a listen to. And of course, given what we're talking about here, anything marketing related to Medicare, I do have to give a quick compliance reminder about following CMS guidelines. Their Medicare marketing guidelines and the Medicare Advantage and Part D communication requirements. We've got more than a few episodes that cover compliance, and we'll be linking to those in the episode notes as well. Highly recommend checking out the episode notes, especially if you've never done that. We link to everything we mention, whether it's additional resources for agents, references for this episode, or other recent episodes we think you'll like and find helpful. Also, just want to say thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you like what you heard here today, we would love to know. And if you aren't a fan of this type of episode, you can let us know that too. Get in touch with us by emailing asgpodcast@ritterim.com or call into our hotline at 717-562-7211. Thanks again for your support. We will see you next episode. The Agent Survival Guide podcast is a production of Ritter Insurance Marketing, an integrity company. This episode was written by Roxanne Anderson. Script adaptation by Tina Lamoureux. Recording and production by me, Sarah Ruppel. Podcast design by Urban Rivera. Artwork by Vivian Zhao. Follow along with our show wherever you like to listen.